I'm Mark Prezel. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition. This week, Larry Thomas has a review of the Oscar-nominated documentary shorts being screened by Cincinnati World Cinema next weekend.
Now that the holidays are past, it's time for the folks at Cincinnati World Cinema to get back to work doing what they do best, presenting interesting film programs unlike those seen in the commercial venues. In the next several days, they have two different programs which should be of interest to film buffs of every stripe. The first is the annual program of Oscar-nominated documentary shorts. CWC does these every year, and will also be showing the animated shorts and live-action shorts later in March. And bear in mind that the term documentary shorts is relative. Yes, they are shorter than a feature film, but three of the titles are 40 minutes each, and the other two are a little over a half hour each, making for a three-hour program. Innocente, directed by Sean Fine and Andrea Nix, is both a timeless story about the transformative power of art and a timely snapshot of the new face of homelessness in America, children. Sari Gilman's King's Point tells the stories of five seniors living in a typical American retirement resort in Florida. Mondays at Racine by Cynthia Wade is about two Long Island sisters who open up their hair salon called Racine and offer free beauty services for women undergoing chemotherapy. It's a bit reminiscent of one of the films in the last LunaFest program, but more in-depth and personal. Keith Davidson's Open Heart follows eight Rwandan children, leaving their families behind to embark on a life-or-death journey seeking high-risk heart surgery in Sudan. And finally comes John Alpert and Matthew O'Neill's Redemption, about a growing army of New Yorkers whose treasures are in the trash. They are poor but proud New Yorkers whose hands rake through the discards of our lives, building their lives one nickel at a time. All are good films, but I noticed that all five nominees are from the U.S., not a single entry from a foreign country. And I'm still trying to decide which film I might pick to honor with the little gold statue. Hopefully, I can resolve that dilemma by Sunday, February 24th, when I reveal my Oscar picks on this program. The 2013 Oscar-nominated short documentaries are showing Saturday and Sunday, February 9 and 10, at 4 p.m. each day in the theater at Covington's Carnegie Arts Center. For their next February presentation, CWC brings back a jewel from the 80s that has not been seen in quite a while. It's Italian director Francesco Rosi's film version of Bizet's opera Carmen, as conducted by Lauren Mazel. The title role is performed with fire and energy and made a star of Julia McGinnis Johnson. Don Jose is the wonderful Placido Domingo at his finest. And this is also the first film version of the opera to use spoken dialogue between the musical numbers, as Bizet had originally intended. Carmen will be presented on Thursday and Friday, February 14 and 15, at 7 p.m. each night, also in the Carnegie Arts Center. For more information about these two intriguing film offerings, as well as any attendant social events or guest speakers, go to our website at WVXU.org for a link to Cincinnati World Cinema. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Larry Thomas.